This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. After all the excitement and tension of last week's year 2000 rollover and celebration, it appears our victory over the Y2K computer bug is nearly total and certainly decisive. The verdict was so clear-cut that by the middle of the week, the army of people who have spent years attacking this problem started coming home. Jennifer Hamster reports.
It's noon outside the headquarters of Global Spreadsheet Incorporated, and Connie Quinn is waiting breathlessly for her husband, Keith, to appear.
You know, I'm not sure I'll recognize him. I got an email. Said he cut his hair.
Did that surprise you?
Well, yeah, kind of. You know, I didn't know he could work scissors. I've never seen him operate anything that didn't have a keyboard attached.
Connie and Keith have not seen each other since November of 1998, when Global Spreadsheet Incorporated declared war on the Y2K bug and made Keith one of its top lieutenants in the battle.
Got a call, and he said, honey, I've got a job to do. It's really, really important. It's, you know, about the fate of the world, and I can't come home until the job is done. So I packed him a bag, left it at the receptionist's desk in the lobby, and I've pretty much been waiting ever since.
And now, in mere moments, Keith Quinn is expected to walk through that door over there, into the Global Spreadsheets parking lot, into the 21st century, into the sun.
Connie?
Keith! Oh, my God!
Oh, it's so good to see you.
I've missed you.
It's over. We won. Y2K is over.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, you look great. Just great.
Wow, you really did cut your own hair.
This happy scene has been repeated over and over as the programmers, code writers, and managers who took on the Y2K emergency left their cloistered offices all around the globe. But some of the homecomings have not been so pleasant. This veteran computer code writer returned to his family on Monday after two full years of hard work in the Y2K compliance trenches. But by Thursday morning, he was living in a downtown hotel after being released from jail. He asked to remain anonymous. We'll call him Peter.
I expected a glorious homecoming. Brass band, streamers, confetti. But I walked in the door and my wife said, and this is the first thing she said to me, "You put on some weight."
I'll bet that hurt.
I'd been sitting at a terminal writing code for 2 years and eating pizza. Of course I put on weight. I did it to save us all. But she didn't get that. Then the kids came in. And I got down on one knee to give them both a big hug. And my little daughter, who's only 6, said, "I'm sorry, give me a second here." My daughter, who's just 6, said, "Daddy, I'm so glad you're back from the sham. The sham!"
Peter was heartbroken and restless at night. The idea that his family thought he had wasted his time was devastating. He went for a walk and wound up at a techie night spot called The Cursor.
Sitting at the bar, minding my own business, a guy in tennis shoes and a denim shirt comes up to me and says, "Hey, you look like you just saw the bottom drop out of your IPO." I said, "Nah, I've been rewriting code for Y2K for the past 2 years and they just let me out." Now, I was expecting a pat on the back, maybe a free beer. So he says, "Thanks, pal. While you were safely out of the way, I went public with an auction website, and now I'm worth a half billion." And then he laughed. And that's when I lost it.
Peter got himself thrown in jail for assault.
I'll have to pay a fine, be on probation.
Must have been awful for you, spending the night in jail.
Actually, it was pretty comfortable there. It was so much like the work I've been doing. Bars on the windows, bare walls, an uncomfortable place to lie down. Jail was the first time I could relax in days. The deputy sheriff asked me to partition his hard drive. I was glad to help.
Y2K veterans like Peter are struggling to find their place in a society that scoffs at their contribution and seems to have left them behind. He believes he will recover and build a life for himself after his Y2K service. And for the lucky ones, like Keith and Connie Quinn, the war on Y2K will simply fade into history as an odd interlude, an inexplicable blank spot in what are otherwise happy and fulfilling lives.
Now, I got an idea. Free internet access. It would be as
Keith,
big as...
Keith, honey, it's being done.
Oh. Well, I got another idea. Yeah. A website where we give away thousands of dollars every day just to get people to come on and check
honey,
out
it. Honey, it's too late.
Oh. Well, I guess I have some catching up to do.
But we'll make it, now that he's finally home.
I'm Jennifer Hamster.
Honey, I gotta do some work on the computer, okay? Just a couple hours.
Okay, but be out by spring, okay, hon?